boing, boing. Today, Gigi Deluxe, Chicago's glamour puss, talks about her new collaboration with House of Bias, a fashion-forward clothing line specializing in clothes made out of rubber latex. Mmm, that's good, rubber.
Think it's too kinky for you? They hope to mainstream latex wear for everyone, praising the form-flattering benefits of the rubbery garments. Listen as Gigi talks about starting her new video blog, fighting fraud with your credit card company, and pulling a grocery cart filled with canned goods for charity in the Chididerod race.
Who's watching The Watchmen? Everyone! The film adaptation of the popular graphic novel so far has scored this year's biggest box office opening, knocking Madea Goes to Jail from the top spot.
Watchmen has more uncut cock than my favorite Eastern European porn video.
The Watchmen condom! Will it make your hardware, like IBM, big and blue?
Hanging out with Coco Peru at Chicago Takes Off.
Octomom's publicist quits because she says she's nuts. Now she notices.
And DNA Radio launches, dedicated to creating an audio representation of the human genome. But can you dance to it?
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Billion.
And this is Feast of Fools. Feast of Fools is brought to you by generous support of fantastic people like you.
We really can't do this show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffools.net, and make a donation, buy a t-shirt.
Your contributions make the site and this podcast possible.
Thank you. Feast of Fools is also brought to you in part by LifeLube.org, your sweet spot on the net.
LifeLube is your big tent guide to gay men's health, from sex and drugs to fairies and bears. It's your friendly concierge for all that's gay, sexy, and healthy.
LifeLube is the shame-free zone that keeps us all together. LifeLube.org. Hit the sweet spot.
Oh, yes. Mmm, these red velvet cupcakes are delicious.
They're so good.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like them.
On today's Feast of Fools, we got Chicago glamour puss Gigi Deluxe. She has a fabulous Facebook fan page, so you can see interesting videos and pictures of her. You can search her on Gigi Deluxe at Facebook and become her friend. Are you okay?
I have a bruise on my leg from getting hit with a grocery cart yesterday. I just scratched my leg.
Sorry, I was like, oh. Gigi. What happened? You were riding the shit rod?
The shit rod.
The shit rod.
What is that?
Is that like a little problem down there? Like, what's going on?
It's a constipated race. No, it's the Chididerod. Is that how you... Chididerod.
Chi-town,
yeah.
Chididerod.
What is this?
It's a fundraiser to raise food for the Chicago Food Bank, and it's canned goods. So basically, you have to have you get dressed up, you get a grocery cart, you have a team of five members, and you all pick a theme, and then you have a map to follow, and it could be a race, or you could lollygag. We lollygagged, because there was 100 teams, and we were in the third heap, so we had no way we were going to be first, so it's like,
Oh, they only let some people go at certain times?
When you
stuff?
Sign up, just because to prevent injury, mm-hmm. they put into three sets.
And dismemberment.
Oh. Yeah, because, I mean, that's 500 people with grocery carts.
If you're the last person, you really don't have a chance of winning, then, do you?
No, there's a prize for, first and a prize for last, and you know, for creativity. But basically, it's a bar crawl.
And you're right. So you yourself are riding.
No. It's like a mush. You have the driver and the four pullers.
So nobody's actually sitting in the cart.
No. The groceries are in the cart. You're supposed to fill the cart with canned goods. They wanted high protein canned goods. So
it's heavy too.
Oh yeah.
Because I always love it. My homeless people you always see with shopping carts and stuff like that. And I really, like, it always warms
heavy.
My heart when I see, like, a homeless person and there's another homeless person inside there and the other one is pushing that person.
It's like a baby in a baby carriage.
Well, it's like they're taking care of each other in a way. And it always warms my heart, especially when they look like they're really cracked out.
It was rough. I mean, it was fun. And I had a great bunch of guys on my team. We did clowns. But it was so cold and so wet. And
it was raining, right?
Yeah. And the car heart was heavy because some people actually came out and dropped off food. They saw my post on MySpace and Facebook. And some people actually came out. So those of you that came out, I'm so grateful. Thank you. It was really sweet of you to come out.
But so isn't that kind of a disadvantage if you have a whole cart full of food?
Because
some people,
but,
like,
I mean,
they
if,
probably don't have as much, so they're going to win.
Right.
And they're the ones who raised and got all the food for the homeless people.
You're supposed to have a minimum of 25 pounds when you end the race of food.
So how'd you do?
We did good. We had a full cart. But my team members, in the middle of it, they saw some people with, like, there's some girls that had a full service, like, bar in their cart. And they were trading off canned goods for shots of vodka.
Oh, that's hot.
And, like, cans of beer. I'm like, okay. After they, like, they kept trading them off. I'm like, no more cans. Next liquor store, you guys got to go buy your own booze. But we went in. We had to do pit stops, checkpoints. And they were all bars, like the dark room and
you had to stop?
We had to. I had to put in my card, sign this in. They kept the card. You had to stay a minimum of 20 minutes, and then you could get your card back, and then you would go on your merry little way to the next stop.
So you're also drinking while you're there.
Well, I wasn't, but yeah, my team members were.
So they're slopping drunk with a grocery cart. And
yeah.
How are they pulling? Are they, like, holding onto a rope, or you had
we
them,
had
like,
ropes.
Chained up like huskies?
No, I didn't want to tie anybody to the cart. So I pushed.
That surprises
and
me.
I thought you were going to be in the cart with, like, a helmet on.
Oh my gosh, no. No, no, no.
You
know,
so were you the one riding the cart?
I was pushing the cart, and then we had the four poolers on the side. So.
And you were all dressed up, and it was funny. I saw your picture. We'll post a picture of it up there, and I thought to myself, this looks like The Watchmen, but only a little different, because you kind of look like crazy superheroes.
Can we stop for a second and just talk about The Watchmen? I cannot get that image of that big, blue, uncut cock out of my head.
I haven't seen it, so I don't want him to give me any spoilers.
Well, I'm not going to give the movie away for you, but that movie has more blue, uncut cock than my favorite Eastern European military guy's video.
Well, they don't have blue cocks in those videos and stuff like that. It's just cock.
Well, they're blue as in that they're so horny that their balls are blue, you know, sort of.
They're all red and stuff like that. But yeah, it was
so I'm going to have to, like, edit Dr. this
Manhattan.
When my kids are asleep, because I'm taping this right now. I'm gonna
so
have
you're
to...
video blogging while we're podcasting at the same time, simultaneously.
Ooh, so worlds collide.
You're actually not recording because you're using that camera.
Oh, no.
The red light isn't on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay, so let's start over again. Ready? Start.
We'll catch another moment.
I can't stop talking about the Watchmen because these giant crazy dick is all over the movie.
What?
And then there's a scene where the guy's having sex with a woman. I turned to our friend Michael Liet, who we went to see it with, and I said, Michael, is this guy fucking her up the ass? And he says, I think so.
He was not. You guys have no idea how heterosexual
and
sex
you do.
I have had heterosexexual sex.
You were drunk in college and you had sex with a woman once and you got her pregnant.
Oh, please. So but what I'm saying is, though, it's like those holes are very close to each other. So it's not, you know.
So it could be either the anus or the vagina. We wouldn't know.
Yes, you wouldn't know.
So it's like Chicago. It's the taint of America. It's not the assholes of New York or not the...
No, it's the ball. But people in New York are ballsy, and people in LA, they have a lot of assholes, especially with that Prop 8 kind of thing.
Oh, that's
right.
But
Chicago is America's taint.
We forgot to talk about that on yesterday's show because we were so caught up on coffee. But today we have Gigi, and we're talking about Watchmen and superheroes. I did a little research about The Watchmen, and it turns out that guy with the hood at the beginning of the movie is actually one of the first gay comic book heroes.
Really?
He was named the...
But they don't show him very much, though, in that movie.
He's only... Well, because he was murdered, along with his lover, Captain Metropolis.
Who was he supposed to be?
His name is Hooded Justice. He posed for photos and catches the comedian raping Sally Jupiter. He was the first gay SM superhero.
Ooh.
So not only gay, but SM as well.
S&M.
So there's some weird things, you know, because, like, there's a big, great, there's a wonderful lesbian VJ Day kiss parody in the movie. And there's some wonderfully gay affirming, certainly that Dr. Manhattan's big giant blue penis was hypnotic.
Well, the thing is, what he is he's a kind of like a construct of what a man should be. So he's kind of like Michelangelo's David. He's a statue in a way. He's not really human anymore, but he's representing himself that way. And so he chooses, like, that statue. And then I think also, too, because he is, like, you know, he knows a lot of stuff. And so he's not hung up about clothing anymore. And so he's like,
if I had a big giant blue dick.
He's educated, so he doesn't care about being nude.
Yeah, because he's, like, otherworldly now. So, like, being being nude is as much an outfit to him as having clothes on.
If I had his body and I had his massive blue uncut cock, I'd go around naked too.
And I wasn't really expecting it, because what I had heard, somebody had interviewed somebody and I'm watching it, he was the like, director. No, you won't see it. You won't see it. You won't see it.
I'm surprised they let it.
Yeah. Well, it's cartoon, so you don't really, it's CGI.
I thought Zack Snyder was gay because he was talking about his two co-stars and saying that they were easy to look at. But then I did a search for him. He's married with 5 kids. Wow. Sorry, folks, he's Jewish, not gay. Sometimes it's the same thing.
Well, the thing is though, too, with this is, although I was glad to see it, because I appreciate seeing like a naked man on there in a sensual kind of way, not necessarily like in an overtly sexual kind of way. Because I feel like these past 8 years with George Bush and stuff like that, like the whole idea of sensuality has really been like chopped. Like it's
a pornographic
issue. Yeah, you're either going for porn or it's got to be clean. Yeah. And there's no like middle ground of like this is something that's very sensual but not necessarily overtly sexual.
So quickly, this is a spoiler, but not really. It's
we'll
just describing
it
the movie.
The spoiler. I'm turning to
you
video.
Can watch it too. It's not going to give anything away. Oh. This movie is a recreation of one of the greatest graphic novels or comic books of all time, The Watchmen. Which sort of shows how the Watchmen came together as a second generation of superheroes, pitting the world's smartest man against Dr. Manhattan and trying to keep Earth from the brink of nuclear apocalypse.
And the plot really falls apart, I think.
The plot falls apart, villain of the movie is gay.
Well, that is a spoiler. Then you're spoiling things.
I'm spoiling.
Oh, okay, no yeah, more. I'm going to turn this off then, because you're going to spoil it.
Sorry.
And I don't want to hear people complaining to me that you put it on
that
and they spoiled it.
Yeah. So I have to say, though, it's very graphic, and I was amazed that for this movie that it was at NC-17, because there was a moment even for me that I had to cover my ears and eyes and go, nah, 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 nah.
So the gore is what?
No, it was the anal sex scenes.
The heterosexual ones.
The heterosexual
ones. There were some pretty gory scenes, but there was one where I really, really relished it. I was like, yes, I want to see this.
Owl guy's butt, he's got good butt.
Is that really his butt, do you think?
Well, you know, if he's got a body double, that was a nice, hot body double, I have to say.
Who is this?
The Owl Man.
The Owl Man.
See, I don't even know the characters. I don't know their names either. I never really got into the Watchmen.
I'm sure you probably picked up the book. I mean, because it was in every comic book and every bookstore, so it was all over. I picked up. I was never really a big fan, but I certainly leafed through it. I've had friends that had it, so I looked through it, but I didn't, like, read every little bit of it.
Then the next day, we hung out with Coco Peru at Chicago Takes Off.
That was hot.
And it was a benefit for TPAN, which is a Test Positive Aware Network, was Chicago's best and finest community organizations for people living with HIV and AIDS. And they do this elaborate, dramatic presentation with famous drag queens and hot, naked studs and chicks and dancers doing burlesque and all sorts of elaborate things. My favorite thing was Goldilocks and the Three Bears taking on single ladies.
It was wonderful. They walked out. As soon as they walked out in the black leotards, I was like, oh, it's going to be single ladies. And they did. They nailed it. They did really, really good at it. It was so much fun.
That was
the highlight for you, wasn't it?
It was a highlight for me. Well, the highlight for me was the 7 Angry Dwarfs. You had 7 dancers and they couldn't get along. They didn't know the choreography and they start looking at each other like, you ruined my moment in this spotlight.
Oh, that's awesome.
My favorite one was because they tried to sex them up too. So there was like one was sleepy. I'm like, how do you do that? So what did he do? He came out on stage, kind of pulled his underwear down a little bit in the back, and then just like laid down as though he was in a bathhouse waiting to get fucked. I was just like, ooh.
So you can see more photos.
Stacey was on coke.
Oh no.
So you can see more photos of this on our website, feastoffools.net, of us and me. I'm basically molesting Coco Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And then I posted a picture of it on Facebook and people were like, I didn't know you were hanging out with Coco Peru. And I was like, yeah, we used to date each other.
They dated in the 90s.
That's my official story. Back when we were both performance artists.
So I want to do a shout out to Steamworks, who we sat at their table. They sponsored our ticket. They got, you know, were a sponsor for the event. And so they got a table and we were allowed to sit there. So thank you very much, Steamworks.
And we're talking here with Gigi Deluxe. Had to get those two things in. Gigi, you're wearing like a stretchy inner tube skirt.
It's latex.
It's latex. What's
latex?
It's not rubber.
Yes.
Oh, it is rubber and latex.
No, it's same. Latex. Well, latex is rubber.
Is it the same material the same. Like inner tubes are made that you go swimming down the river?
It's rubber.
So if I went swimming with you, you would float.
Well, you'd have to fill it with air.
Yeah, I mean, it's rubber. It's latex.
Well, it looks latex.
It's like balloon. I mean, you can hear the snap.
And latex.
Can you hear the snap?
Yeah, get up on the chair and snap it for us.
Ooh, Gigi.
Ooh. It's like a balloon.
It is like a balloon.
Oh, my God.
Now, this latex is thicker, though. I mean, it comes in different...
get down, yeah.
Get off the chair. You're not Tom Cruise. We're not Oprah.
About to do a table dance.
But is latex like latex is natural, right?
It's nature's candy.
But it comes from trees, isn't it? Like a sap, or is this a man-made version?
I think it's a fake one.
I think it's a manufactured. Okay. Yeah, yes. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's coming from the rubber trees.
And you actually made that dress.
Yes, I even have it on my blog. You know, when I first finished it,
what's
my first
blog?
Garment. I'm on Blogger. Is Gigi Deluxe Gross, because Gross is my actual last name.
That really is your name.
Yeah.
Like, yuck. Although you're well,
what was your whole real name, though?
Oh, God, I don't want to say because, you know, I have family.
Georgina,
but
it's Luxina.
Like, it's like Gigi, Oreo Campoyo.
It's very long.
Oh, because you have part Hispanic like me.
Yes.
Or we're all
Hispanic. Manzana.
You can't be part, you always 100%.
It's like one drop of Hispanic.
Gigi, arroz con pollo, deluxe, gross.
Well, my grandmother had a friend who used to call it because arroyo is Savoya, and he used to just go on like, pollo, arroyo, you know, Savoya.
Gutierrez del Carmen, arroyo, arroz con pollo, sandía.
But yeah, it's a very long name.
It's a long name.
So you can go to houseofbias.com and see Gigi's fashion-forward fabrics made out of latex.
What's on the website right now is Alexandra Taylor is the CEO and head designer for House of Bias, and it's a beautiful line of clothing, and it's not fetish. It is not the ball and mouth latex that you usually see.
So
it's
sickos out there.
It's really beautiful, fashion forward designs. Gorgeous clothes.
But how did you make this skirt here? Because, like, how do you even make lattice? It's like with glue, right? You could just cut things out and glue it together.
It's glue. You don't sew latex, you glue it. So you basically...
Have you tried sewing it? Maybe it worked.
No, you can't because, well...
It'll rip.
Yeah, you would have to... There's a lot of...
Because if you poke a hole, it starts tearing apart.
It starts to tear.
So you have to glue it. Like an inner tube.
Right. You know, so it's like a balloon, you know, so...
And so is it sexy to wear it?
I think so. I think it's like perfect for women because it just hugs you in the right places, keeps everything nice and tight.
That's
and
very form-fitting.
Yeah. But
I
you
get
also
one
do
for,
some,
like, to hold
it doesn't
the midsection.
All have to be tight. It doesn't all have to be tight. It mm-hmm. drapes beautifully. Alexandra, she hand prints, screen prints these gorgeous designs.
By hand.
So we're going to have a fashion trunk show at Fluvog March 27th, showcasing the spring and summer lines.
In Wicker Park, the Fluvog store on Milwaukee Avenue. And it's free to go?
It's free to go, and there's going to
be
snacks
refreshments?
And booze. Yes.
All right.
And lovely people, so it'll be a lot of fun.
I'll have to go to that. Yeah, I love their shoes, too.
Their shoes are fabulous.
Shoes protect you from acids, bases, and evil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that like an anti-Satan?
Well, because the guy who runs Fluvogs is like this crazy religious nut.
Yeah, he
nut.
Is.
He's like a Christian.
So he really
like,
does believe that his shoes protect you from evil. So you got to have to kind of look at the other way with that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I always thought it was tongue-in-cheek.
But no, it's really, for real.
He believes it.
Right.
You know?
I think
he's, I mean, obviously because he has, you know, fashion-forward people like you. Having events at his store.
He's open-minded.
Correct. He's a liberal taps.
Yeah. So
what else are you designing these days in the latex world?
What I'm doing, I'm designing the accessory line for the house. So I am going to be designing hats. And I don't want to let out too much because it's, you know, we're going to have the opening and that's when we're going to showcase.
I bet your hats look like something that escaped from a carnival.
No, they're very, you know what? It's just about being very pretty and just, you know, I see latex as like a futuristic fabric, you know.
Futuristic.
Yeah, because
and you're
there's
trying
no
to get
animal
away a little bit
and
the
getting
fetish,
away from the cliche of fetish. So she does a lot of beautiful draping and, you know, she has a lot of people wearing her clothes. Raquel Reed.
I don't know who that is.
People who know MySpace and online will
so like, MySpace, she's like the people. Tia Tequila of
do not compare her Tila Tequila. This woman has class and taste. So
ooh, you just got Gigi's hackles up. Don't even say Tila Tequila.
Well, because you're pretty popular in MySpace too.
Yeah, but I'm sure people compare you
to other popular MySpace personalities.
Well,
so,
I mean,
the comparison's going to come up.
As long as people understand that I'm an artist, I'm not just a set of boobs. And I am intelligent. I'm an artistic person. I create.
But I'm talented. An awfully nice photo.
Yes, that doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt to be easy on the eyes. So that is always a bonus. But the clothes are beautiful, and she's going to be also designing for men in this line. So there's going to be vests and ties.
So I can get like a 3-piece suit or no?
Can Mark and I be models in the show?
You can. You could ask for customized pieces, but
I want to be a model, like a male model in one of your rubber latex fashion shows.
I'd like to see you do that.
I'll just walk around and be like, I'll walk the runway. I've been watching a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race. I'll just walk the runway. And if I trip, I'll just roll down the runway.
But you're also taking a different direction too, because you're
Mark doesn't want to do it. That's your
I totally want to do it. I'll totally be a model for you.
Okay.
But you're also you're designing stuff for your daughter too in latex.
Yes.
What are you gonna do for your 8-year-old daughter?
My 8-year-old daughter, okay. Yes. But because we're trying to get this away from the stigma of it being just a sexual fabric.
It's, so you're dressing up for children.
So what better way to do it than dress up your girl?
Yeah, tarten up your kids.
It's definitely not that. And I wouldn't even joke about that, because I feel very strongly about the sexualization of our children, especially our young girls. I have very strong feelings about that. But the thing is that I, how better to take it away, the stigma, than to present it that my daughter can look like a little girl and look very cute and age appropriate in this fabric. So I'm making her
cute swimsuits and
Not for children. No, I wouldn't put swimsuits. It's going to be like a cute low-waisted 20 style dress, like flapper girl with like puff sleeves and a little buttercup.
Because most kids wear when they go like body surfing, they wear something like a full body latex.
No, that's different.
Thing.
That's like that neoprene. That's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that more or less the similar type of material? What's the difference between the two?
Well, sweatsuits used to be made out of latex, didn't they? Or a swimsuit? Like,
you guys are asking me things I don't know.
No, the
swim caps.
I'm just the artist.
But now they're made out of silicone because they're easier to take off and it doesn't take your hair with it.
How do you feel about the breathability of this fabric? Do you feel kind of like claustrophobic in it?
No, I like it. It's something you got to be, either you like it or you don't.
Now, you were telling me, you're wearing this dress and I think it's wonderful, and you were saying it's not shiny because I haven't put the stuff on it.
Yeah,
what do you shine it
up
with?
Well, you have to shine it up with a silicone based product. It has to be silicone. So if you don't, it's lube. Yes, you can use sex lube.
So you buy lube at the store.
You could buy, as long as it's not water based, it is silicone based.
Silicone based.
Because you never want to put oil based product on latex. It could eat away the latex.
So you have to use that fancy silicone lube that almost makes your skin feel like
slippery.
Teflon.
Yeah. So
it is what Teflon, isn't it?
And it makes it super shiny, but I also like the way it looks when it's matte.
Yeah, because the matte is cute. Now, and if you want to add color to something like that, you have to paint it.
No, you could paint it, but we don't paint.
But if I go to the beach,
how does she print?
Oh, yeah, well, that's different. That's doing a print.
Okay.
So she does screen printing with an ink
so it's more like an ink than a
correct.
Paint. Okay.
And she prints up these beautiful designs she hand creates.
If I go to the beach and wearing like a swimsuit made out of stuff,
don't get suntan lotion on you. Because
the suntan lotion will dissolve
it. Right, but a lot of companies now are using silicone based water sun protection and stuff because it lasts on the water.
Well, that'd be a fun trick to play on somebody. Give them like, here, wear this. Oh, let me put some suntan lotion.
Well,
eats away. Like, ooh, the next thing you know,
she's doing
naked.
A beautiful line of bathing suits for her resort collection. Okay. So, I mean, people are digging the suits.
And it dries in a jiffy.
Exactly.
But
it's like, great because as a woman, I love wearing it because it just makes me look, nice and curvy. It holds your tummy in and nips at the waist.
And that doesn't have a zipper or anything, does it?
No. It has a waistband and I put darts in it so it has a nice curve on
and
the booty.
And you just stretch it out and put it on
and you
get
just
it in?
Snap it on. You can put zipper, everything else. We want to put buttons. You just have to make it appropriately so that the fabric doesn't tear.
latex.
So. Now, you've been, I noticed that you have a flip and you've been recording us on and off through the show. Yes. Are you video blogging now?
I'm starting to video blog more often.
You know, it's like I'm always saying everybody should have a video blog.
Yes, I'm starting to videotape.
Video blog. You taped some of your race, the Chaiditarod.
A little bit of it, yes.
That'll be fun because you guys looked so fun. You as crazy clowns.
Yes, I have to give a shout out to Randy Candy and Miro, Randy's brother Russ, and to Jackass. And thank you for being such good sports yesterday in the pouring cold rain.
I want to do a shout out to Miss Jessie and Christia, who work at the Golden Nugget on Lawrence and Ravenswood. Shout out to my homegirls that work the late night shift and they keep us fed with delicious food.
And Christia was just like,
Christia.
She was so excited. Jessie came over. She's like, do people ever tell you you look like Big? I'm like, all the time. She's like, because Christia really thinks so. And Christia came over. She was all gushing. It was so funny.
They're so sweet. You guys go to the Golden Nugget on Lawrence and Ravenswood in Chicago and go up to in the evening shift and go to the girl. She's a Friday little bit chestier. Monday. Friday to Monday.
Jessie.
Miss Jessie. And go up to Miss Jessie and be like, are you Miss Jessie? And she'd be like, oh, those boys.
It's just Jessie. It's not Miss Jessie.
I like to sort of like, you know, make her a little more authoritative.
She's a real girl. You don't need to put a Miss in front of it.
Oh, I want to say something, though. And just so if this woman ever sees Jessie. It, recognize my face. I don't have clown makeup on. You know, when I wanted to put balloons because our theme was clowns. Mm-hmm. I wanted to put balloons on our cart.
Yes.
And I went into the Party City and I was rushing in. I'm like, can I have six balloons? And the woman's like, no, because I have a 72 balloon order, and they're ahead of you. I'm like, you can't just stop and just blow up six balloons. It's for a fundraiser. No, if I did that, you know, I couldn't do that because then everybody else would want to go ahead.
Well, I guess they're not Fun City,
so,
are they?
So, Party City on Western Avenue. Party the City. Manager there was just awful. You suck. and that's just awful. You know, I mean, it
that's
was
our local party
minutes.
Store.
I know.
Oh, they suck.
I can't party anymore. Toga. Okay. So, last time we talked to you, you went to England.
Yeah, I had just come back from England.
What were you doing in England?
A family holiday.
A holiday?
How did you like it?
I love it. I love it so much.
Did it rain on you there?
Yeah, it did, but it was like half and half. The first 2 weeks was rain. The second 2 weeks was beautiful. I love it.
They went up to you and said, Gigi, I'm so big fan of your stuff on the Facebook. Would you mind taking a photo with me? Sweetie.
No, they love my kids more. They're like, but they love our accents. They're like, we love your accents. We love your accents. We're like,
talk
we
some
love-
more. Talk
yeah,
some
exactly.
more.
Talk some more. And you like enjoy their accents. So
totally.
I was like, talk to me. And you're like, no, talk to me.
But your husband is English.
Yes, he is.
Does he have an English accent?
No, he lost his. He came over when he was like 13.
He's British.
Oh, okay.
But he was born in London. But
he's
his
the
mother
Benny Hill
and
of
father
open heart
have
surgeons.
It. Oh, gosh, no.
What is that? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
No, he's not. He's not.
Okay, so now you got sued.
You sued somebody.
What happened? You got sued by Pam Zuckerman. I have fear. Pam Zuckerman New Spa.
Okay, what happened was that there's a treatment called LipoDissolve, and about maybe
what's LipoDissolve?
They inject you with some kind of saline-based product that's supposed to dissolve the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is about 2 years ago that I've lost like 20 pounds on my own, but without any crap, just dieting and exercise. But at that point, I was just, you know, I had gained weight. I was drinking. I put a lot of weight on, and I wanted something. So I went, I saw advertisements for New You Medical Spa in Lincoln Park, and they did this procedure called LipoDissolve. So I went in to get
it
done.
It's supposed to melt the fat away.
It's supposed to basically melt the fat away.
Now, first of all, let me stop
away.
You right now. Why on earth did you think that this would be a good idea?
Yeah.
Well,
especially
you know,
married to a doctor,
I mean,
and you know that there's no easy way
out. I didn't tell my husband about it. I went out and did it without telling
You're like,
him.
Can I borrow your credit card?
No, actually, this is the thing. This is how it started was I applied online for a GE Money Bank credit card, and I got it. They didn't check to see if I even had like a job. I was a stay-at-home mom, you know,
I'm
an artist.
This is why we have the second.
And so anyway, I went in for the treat. I went three times, which is not the whole treatment, because you're supposed to go over do a long series of treatments. And apparently, they're such shysters. I mean, they really like.
In your opinion.
In my opinion. And
alleged opinion.
Okay, my alleged opinion. But what happened was that When it ended, I didn't like the procedure. I went 3 appointments. I stopped
and
I
said
it was very painful, itchy, bruising. I was black and blue and swollen for weeks on end.
And a lot of people might know about this from Pam Zuckerman.
And she contacted me.
On which TV station?
Channel 2.
Channel 2 is still a local news person, and she's interviewed a lot of people.
You could go to Channel 2 News Chicago and actually type in NYU Medical Spa, and you could see like some of these poor women. They pressure you because they had taken $6,000 off my credit card and charged me for the full amount. That's illegal. You cannot charge full amount for medical procedures, and this is what that
before
is.
Before they happen.
Before they happen, and they did that, and I only went for 3 appointments, so that was like $400, $500 tops.
You could have lived with that.
Yeah, that I would have had no problem paying, but I was not going to pay $6,000 for treatments I did not want to get done, and so they're like, well, you could get anything else done. Well, they have this other woman who has burns from getting laser treatment that were done incorrectly. And I mean, there's a group of women that I've been talking to. And so what happened was I would not pay. So GE Money Bank came to me and I contacted them. I said, I didn't get this procedure done. I just want the money put back on the card. I didn't mind having it on there because we can use it, you know, if it's on there.
So
if
they
I could
did
go
an
to the
investigation.
Dentist. No, what happened was they said, oh, well, the money's already taken and spent. So you owe us this amount. And at this point...
Because they paid New Spa.
Right. New Spa had taken the full amount. And then I was being charged for not paying. So it went up to $8,000. But before it even reached $8,000, I kept going back and forth, trying to contact New U Medical Spa, saying, can you please refund me my money? I didn't get this done. Can I have a copy of my contract? For 2 years, they wouldn't give me a copy because there was no contract with them. I had the CSI investigator from the Illinois Regulation of Medical Practice. I filed a complaint. And the sad thing is that they get away a lot with this. I think they get away with this because a lot of women are embarrassed and ashamed to say, yeah, I went to go get this done and I don't care.
Oh, so that's how they pray. That's how they do it. So
they prey on the embarrassment. Like,
exactly. And I don't care.
Because so after three treatments, most people are probably not going to return to this because it's so... It's painful.
It is painful. And there were no results except I was swollen and bruised and it was itchy. It burned. It was like getting, think of rock salt being injected under your skin, but you're having like 20 shots. So they had 20 shots in one area. It was just insane. It was the craziest shit ever.
Now, people that actually have it done and go through the whole thing, do they say that they've lost weight?
I don't know. I can't account for them, but there are women in a class because I am going to file a class suit and there are a group of us that are filing class suit against New U Medical Spa, and one of the women unfortunately felt pressured and went through with the treatments, and the saline ate its way out and the skin had turned black. She developed
necrosis,
you could even see,
right?
Yeah, you could see photos of it on Pam Zuckerman's interview.
Did someone die from this?
I can't say because I'm not aware of that yet. So the thing is that I followed through, and I think people just didn't they didn't expect me to follow through and make complaints. And I made a complaint with the Attorney General, the Illinois State of Medical Regulations, and contacted other attorneys. And when I sent GE all this information that I had and told them that I don't have a contract because they won't give me even a receipt of treatments, they dropped the case. So I went to court this past Thursday, I went to court, and I don't have to pay them the $8,000. They've dropped it and ended the case.
Yeah.
So this just goes to show that even a little guy can win against corporate America. So
now, did you have to pay the initial for what treatment you did have done?
No, they dropped it all. They didn't want anything to do. They just like
GE doesn't want any money from you.
They don't. No.
But do you think that are they just writing it off as a loss?
Or I think they are from what I understand, they are refunding a lot of people, and now GE will not even they won't do any credit for New U Medical Spas at all.
Really?
They're trying to pull away from it. It's a huge deal. This is a huge deal. So,
and you're caught in the middle of it.
Yeah. So if there are any women or men that had a bad experience at New U Medical Spa, don't be embarrassed. Say something and come forward, because there are a lot of people who, you know, are trying to get these people to stop doing these practices.
Because you feel that you feel it's unsafe.
I feel it's very unsafe, and I think they're jeopardizing a lot of people's health. You know, so you got to, you know, stick to your guys.
We're not doctors here, but
yeah,
and I don't want to get sued
allegedly.
Well, I'm speaking, I'm speaking for myself.
Right.
I'm speaking for myself and my experience. Mark and Fausto, obviously, you know, they've asked me a question. So
patent pending, void where prohibited.
Yeah, well, these are my experiences.
Disclaimer.
This is my experience.
What? No.
But it, you know, I think the
don't fuck with me. I'll fuck you. I know where, I'm tight with Google. I know where you live.
The point that I think I want to stress is that for people to understand that just because something is a big company, and if you feel that you're wrong, stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Gigi, how old is your husband?
Do I have to say?
You don't have to say.
He's a mature man.
Yeah, he's not too old.
A worldly fellow.
He's not too old. How would you feel about a guy becoming a dad at the age of 75?
I think it'd be ludicrous.
My dad was,
he wasn't 75. He was how old?
65, 67.
I think
he was 68
nice
when my
age.
Little sister was born.
You know, he's mature enough that he's a
That's
good
not
father.
A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But people like would come out to my dad and they'd be like, your grandfather is so nice.
Yeah, that happened to my husband at the grocery store once.
Oh.
Devin was, he didn't seem bothered by it, but my daughter was cracking up.
People never really thought that, like, when I was young, that my mother was my grandmother. But as I got older, like when I entered my 30s and stuff like that, then people started to think that my mother was my grandmother.
Oh,
and
you so, poor mom.
Well, she was, but my mother was also 42 mm-hmm. when she had me.
Oh,
so
wow.
So it was like when they were thinking, like, so when I'm 30, she's, you know, like 70.
Yeah.
That's what Mark and I share in common. We both had parents who had us late in life.
So she could very well have been, like, you know, my grandmother and stuff like that.
Although but I'm lucky. My mom was a little bit younger when mm-hmm. she had me. So.
Well, I think it's just harder because, I mean, you know, you think of your child's future. You want them to be, you know, as parents, you want to be there for their graduation.
I'm older than
marriage.
My mother was when she had me right mm-hmm. now.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, I would have, you know, part of me is like, I want to be a daddy. But, you know.
Well, I mean, I would consider like... Once my career is more established, I would consider adopting, but I wouldn't consider
having
them.
Well, you already have two kids.
I'm just saying
Are
that
if I... Are you the Octomom or something?
Oh, shut up.
We'll get to her later. But,
but I'm so just saying that I would consider adoption. Well, there's a lot of children out there who are already here.
I'm sure there are a lot of listeners,
and you enjoy
heterosexual
being a
men
I do
listening
enjoy
to the show
being a mom.
That wouldn't mind being
adopted by you. But she's got a husband. She's got a husband.
Yes, I'm
but
spoken
so Paul
for.
Paul Lewis, Maria Sousse was delighted when his new bride presented him with a baby son just months after they got married. And he says, I may be a pensioner, and it's almost 40 years since I looked after a baby, but I haven't forgotten how to change a nappy.
Oh,
and so he's
geez.
Very delighted to be a dad again
was
after
that normal?
All these years.
Was that a normal baby? Or he didn't do any Octomom stuff?
No Octomom stuff.
Oh my gosh.
He's just had a young, you know, younger bride. So they got married and he got her pregnant.
He's really scary looking too.
He's not that scary.
He is too
is
scary. He looks like
he looks like
Zanguli without some ghoulie without the wig and with a tan.
Well, you know what though?
Oh, he does.
For 75, would you hit that?
Hell no.
If you were 75, would you hit that?
No. I would have.
I don't think he's that bad.
If my husband was dead and I was 75, I'd be hitting young men, not fucking.
That's a lot. Like, that's a
that's
lot.
That's like I was
of
talking
work.
To my sister this past weekend, and she's turning 50 in April, and I said, "You're a cougar," and she's like, "I am a cougar." The last guy I made out with was 24 years old, and she goes, "No, wait, he was 22."
Oh no, I love
I
it.
Like,
that's
I
fabulous. I think it's great.
I
mean, men been doing it forever. It's great that women
leash.
Are feeling liberated
women,
enough to do
I think
it.
Women always.
Yeah,
kind
but
of
whenever
have, it's just become kind of a meme lately.
Whenever I thought I was turning 39 in April.
38.
I'm turning 38 in April.
I think you're turning 37.
Or 37. I was born in 1972, so do the math. And
well, I never have like older guys.
I think I'm actually turning 37 in April. I don't know what age I am, but whenever I expressed interest, I said, you know, in a college age guy who's, you know, legal and in his early 20s. And I go, oh, he's attractive. You know, like my niece,
uh-huh.
She's like, baby killer, robbing the cradle. And I'm just like, come on. You know, my parents were 20 years apart.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, and no one said nothing.
Well, except it's my different whole, when they got
my
when
family
they got,
did.
When
yeah,
the guy.
I mean,
my mother's family did try to put my mother in an insane asylum, but that's another
story.
That's another story.
That's a different romance.
Well, there's a 13-year difference between my husband and I.
13 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's
fine. Not too bad.
Go for it.
It's not too bad.
Enjoy it.
But I mean, I never have anyone my own age hitting on me. It's either someone really young or someone older.
But at least you're in a partnership. regardless if you're straight or gay or hetero or whatever, it's a challenge to get to raise your kids by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I salute the people who do that.
Like the Octomommy.
But I think the Octomom is difficult because she challenges a lot of our assumptions on what it means to be a mother and to also be taken care of by the state.
Well, yeah. Her publicist just quit recently. And
well, we're paying for her to raise those children is what it
with
is.
With E! Entertainment News Network and People Magazine who paid her.
I mean, my husband and I were talking about this today, and I strongly feel that unless it's you know a dangerous situation, it's my duty to give my daughter and my son a two-parent home. Mm-hmm. Because I know growing up without a father, even though I had a stepfather, but he made it very clear that I was not his daughter. It was just an awkward way to live. And it's very hurtful for a child not to have that father figure. And I think that's why a lot of women go out searching for a daddy, and you know, and boys need that strong male figure in the home. And it's not being
so. What do you tell to like people who are straight, single, straight or gay, but single parents with kids? What do you say to them who are listening to this? Are you telling them, like, go find somebody?
Well, I think that there is a difference between raising a child in a single parent home than there is in a two parent home, and as long as it's a healthy two-parent home. I mean, we're not talking about
a three-parent home.
Or a three-parent home. It's just, it has to be a loving environment, and there's got to be that figure. I don't care if it's two moms or two dads or whatever the case may be, but I think it's a daunting task to try to be everything to a child.
I have friends who were in group marriages who raised their own children, and famous performance artist, Deborah Moore, and her son, and they're the most wonderful, well-adjusted, sweet people.
I think it's important that children...
And you know, the kids don't really think about those parents.
Well, that's why I say figure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to say it has to be one gender or the other. It has nothing to do with gender.
Let me just say that those kids, those boys who grew up, they're adults, they're almost the same age as I am. They think of their group family, their group parents, as the uncles and aunts. You know, they don't really think of them as... They know who the mom and their mom and dad is, but they also have very close emotional bonds.
Well, that's the other thing, though, too, is, you know, that's why people, extended families are really big with a lot of people, and so they have their aunts and uncles and things like that in their life, and it's not necessarily that you even have to have that parent in the home, so if you're a single mother or a single dad, you know, as long as you have brothers and sisters, if you have other adults that are of consequence to your child, it's important, you know?
Whereas the Octomom, even her grandma's like,
well, the Octomom's got a publicist for her children, or did until he quit.
She's just a selfish, self-centered fucking idiot.
So the publicist recently quit, and he said that that she was nuts. She goes, Nadia got real greedy. This woman is nuts. And this I can say, what ultimately destroyed the business arrangement, you know, that they had between them was personal reasons. Well, so she's saying that the mother is trying to shop around the birth tapes of when she gave birth.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think,
why not make money, though?
Well, I think
that,
and this is the only thing I'm going to say in her defense, because I think she's just an idiot, a self-centered fucking idiot.
Right.
But the doctor, it's unethical what he did. And that I think it's crazy that no attention is being given to the issue that this man was well aware that she had six children that were young, and they're blaming just this woman. And she's not the only one at fault here. The doctor had a responsibility to harm none. He took that oath, and by injecting her with eight more children when she already had six young children. We're not talking...
Do you think the doctor knew that she had other children?
He knew.
But didn't he... Isn't it also, too, where they inject with a bunch of eggs and then they remove some?
She didn't want to have any removed.
But was that decided after the fact, though, wasn't it?
After he had already injected her.
So,
but he has a responsibility, and I think that he's getting off pretty damn easy, and I think that... Attention needs
to be... Do you think he should pay for those babies?
Why not? But I think, you know, my husband, who's a doctor, he thinks that he should get his license taken away.
Well, the other part is, though, too, is like, yes, we're going to pay the price for this and stuff like that. But look, it's one person out of how many people are in this country? 280 million people. It's just one person. So it's like, I can't get too bent out of shape about it. The other thing is, though, too, is like, she has a right to reproduce. Just as I'm going to tell a woman she shouldn't have a baby or have an abortion or anything like that, that's her right. And if she wants to have a bunch of kids,
you know what, though? She is being unfair.
She's being greedy.
Unfair.
Yeah, she is.
It's just not her what she's doing with her body. She's bringing in 14 people into this world. And how is she going to raise them? Mm-hmm. How it's unfair.
And then they'll
it's
have 14 babies, and then they'll even, have 14
but
babies.
You know what? It's not even the money,
it's a
though.
Super heterosexual
it's not even
sex.
The money. It's mm-hmm. the. It, I mean, the thing is, yeah, there is no money, but
you sick heteros.
She is being. She is cheating those children out of a decent home life.
You know what she could have used? She could have used is the Watchman. Well, she didn't have sex. The Watchman condom.
Oh God!
What is the Watchman?
So
condom?
In the publicity publicity push to get the Watchman out, they're giving away blue condoms. I guess they allegedly glow in the dark.
Oh,
I don't know if it makes your.
Do they have those weird veins in it too? Like
I don't know.
Venus does.
And it says on the condom package, "We're society's only protection."
I just want to say one more thing in regards to this Octomom
thing. I'm sick
thing.
Of that Octomom.
Well, you know what, though? My friend, she lives in England, and she brought up a good point. If it was a woman with 14 dogs living in, like, the middle of the city...
They take the dogs away from
exactly.
her.
Exactly. But it's okay to, you know, have 14
kids. They might
kids.
Take those kids away from her, you know?
You know?
I mean, she already, like, lost a couple of them, and she was, like, freaking out and calling 911.
Well, they're showing pictures of the babies, and she didn't even know who was who.
Well, she's got eight of them. My parents didn't know who was who. Did they have names for those kids yet?
Yeah, she named them.
Oh, did she?
She called them SB92-1, SB92-B,
well, it's funny because my mother had eight children, not all in one birth. She had eight different live births and stuff like that.
But
all,
your mom had a family unit.
Yeah, we're all named with M names. So it was Mary, Margaret, Michelle, Matt, Madeline, Monica, Martin, and then... Me.
Which is, you know, your mom kind of is like the Octomom in a
mom,
way.
Mom, she is Octomom.
No, you're
she
not.
Had
no, because your
she
mom's
had
kids. Yeah, but she's responsible and she has a family unit for her children.
What's the difference?
If I was going to be born a girl, guess what name they were going to call me?
Madeline.
Like a virgin.
No, I already have a sister, Madeline.
Oh.
Madonna.
Oh, really?
Like a virgin.
Okay, I'm check glad out. Check I was born
what do you think this is, okay? I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this.
ECCACCAAGTCCAGCTA.
It's like a broken speaking spell that doesn't run out of batteries.
What is it?
So theoretically, you can let this thing play, and it's DNA radio. It's the human genome turned into a form of audio, I guess. So it's literally spelling out all 3 billion sequences that make up the human DNA in the background there. Here, let me mix it with a little bit of a beat. And here's a little bass. And an organ. I'm gonna turn that off.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Isn't it weird though?
It's it
just,
is weird.
I just thought, the human genome.
That's annoying.
Because like it's because you know everything's they have little markers and they're alphabetically marked, so it's just it just goes through and reads all the chromosomes and
just
genes
like
and
human beings, it gets very annoying after a while.
Are we bringing the show to an end?
It's always fun for a little bit.
Oh well, we've got to talk about the St. Thomas Creations amazing toilet ads, which has been going on the community forums. I posted
okay,
this.
Okay, since you talk about toilets, I'm gonna go for a potty break.
Okay.
Well, I'll explain this one here.
No, it's okay. No,
well,
it's
I want
okay.
Gigi to see it, though.
See
okay.
What?
The toilet.
It's the toilet ad. It's from St. Thomas Creations. It demonstrates how toilets can flush about anything, including 2.5 pounds of baby cut carrots,
wow.
18 large hot dogs, 78 plastic letters and numbers, the kinds that mm-hmm. kids put on, mm-hmm. 20 golf balls, and 3.5 pounds of dry dog food.
Somebody was saying if you're pooping that much and stuff like that, then you probably have problems. But
that's crayfish.
That's crayfish is saying that. What did I write? I said, well, it's it'll flush these things because it's broken up in little pieces, unlike your shit, which you have to break up with a stick to get it down there.
Well, I think it's trying mm-hmm. to say that mm-hmm. massive amounts of bowel movements can be flushed down without any effort.
And I think that's important too, especially in this day and age, because there's so many people that just really eat an enormous amount of food.
Well, I take fiber supplements.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I have, you know, pretty enormous movements. Not like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I'm talking about poop. And so, you know, sometimes we have one of those water efficient toilets. It's not, you have to do it a couple times. It's not easy.
You have to hold it down all the way and let it go and stuff like that. You know what I would love to have? I would love to have one of those waterless urinals. Because like I always feel guilty peeing into the toilet and then flushing it because I'm just like all that water that's to waste.
We're kind of California in this household here.
So I would love to
if
get a water.
If it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, be mellow, man. Woo. Hey, shout out to Hillary Clinton who stuck by the gays this week. According to Tolaroad, one of my favorite gay news, more than just gay news for gay men, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and former Miss Bill
Arkansas.
Clinton. Miss Arkansas. She was Miss Arkansas?
Well, Miss Governor of Arkansas. She was former First Lady of Arkansas.
First Lady of Arkansas. And she also was the First Lady of the Nation.
Senator.
She had a cute question and answer session at the European Parliament because... And she called on this one guy who was wearing a t-shirt said, I heart Hillary. And the man stood up and said, my name is Max. I am from Moldova. And I am a gay rights activist. In 7 countries in the world, homosexuals are sentenced to death and many more to prison. A lot of gay men around the world die because HIV/AIDS policies set up by the Bush administration had not allowed to spend money on prevention for men who have sex with men.
How do you sound like?
Well, I'm
that's
trying
all he sounded
it's
like.
It's a dramatization.
Okay.
Where is Moldova?
It's Moldova.
It's Russia.
It's like Yugoslavia.
So Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see foreign policy of United States changing in coming years in the field of human rights and particular sexual rights?
She likes to like snatch.
And she said, I'm so glad you asked me. What was his name again?
Like that.
Max.
Max.
Well, because most politicians have a southern style. So Hillary said,
she's
human
from Park Ridge.
Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do a Chicago accent.
Chicago.
Max. Human rights is and always will be one of the pillars of our foreign policy. And in particular, the persecution and discrimination against gays and lesbians is something we take very seriously. It is terribly unfortunate that right now, in unfortunately many places in the world, violence against gays and lesbians, certainly discrimination and prejudice, are not just occurring, but condoned and protected. We would hope that over the next few years, we, the Obama administration, and me, myself, Hillary Clinton, could have some influence in changing those attitudes.
Blah, blah, blah.
You go, girl. Blah, blah, blah. Just because you weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention.
You were not paying attention.
Listen,
she said,
listen.
I'm going to work to change shit.
She said it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Politicians say a lot of things.
You know what, though?
I have to agree with Mark on this one.
Well, because the last, according to the last Secretary of State,
they sing the same
tune.
They
dance around the words gay and lesbian. They don't even say the things.
Okay,
the fact that she says I'm committed to working to fix that, that's something positive. Don't be so jaded and cynical. Yes, we went to 8 years of President Bush and bullshit, but now we have change, and you gotta use the secret.
I'm
use
just waiting
Oprah
to see
secret.
How long it is going to be before everybody turns on Obama.
They're going
to
turn on him, do you think?
Oh, of course.
Why?
Because, I mean, they're setting this poor man up to try to save...
The Messiah.
Yeah.
He's like chocolate Jesus. Let me take a lick.
Okay. Enjoy yourself. But I think he's got a really fucking hard job ahead of him. And I think, people... It's that
but
whole
he's got
mob,
the power. He's got
it's
the power.
That whole mob attitude, though. It's like, it's
well,
just
we
a matter
of... We are in dire straits, and we could not have a better president right now. I mean, considering what the outcome of the last election could have been, can you imagine John McCain as president with Sarah Palin?
Oh.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that people are being very naive. I feel. And
naive
they
in
believe,
the sense.
They want
to
believe.
They want to believe, yes. And, but
there's people
then
like
the
me
thing...
that don't trust it either. So,
well, do you feel like that your expectations are too high, or you feel like you have battered wife syndrome that you just like can't
I
learn
think
to
I have
love
healthy
anymore?
Skepticism, and I think that the politicians, are often full of a lot of hot air. And of course, Barack Obama is full of a lot of hot air too.
But it's important to applaud when a politician publicly commits to fighting advancement.
I want action.
Okay. The action has been coming. Obama's been turning back
He's
a lot of the policies.
He's been president for like 30 days now, and look.
Look.
I want more.
What do you want right now?
I want more.
Spell it out.
You know what I want? I want to make Aretha hats, but out of green for St. Patrick's Day. Wouldn't that be cute?
That would be adorable. I like the paper cut one, the construction paper one that felt so warm.
You know, everybody
it
has those.
It was really cute. He had a big bow. It was out of gray construction paper. And he was...
I have a pattern still for it, so I saved it. So I'm going to make some green ones for St. Nice. Patty's Day. So we'll go pub crawling.
Do you guys celebrate St. Patty's?
Oh, yeah. I have a little friend who would make a really cute leprechaun, and so we want to get him drunk.
And put him in an Aretha hat. And I want to remind people, too, that today's episode was sponsored in part by LifeLube.org, your sweet spot on the net.
Subscribe via email or reader and never miss a sticky, delicious post. Mm. Gay, sexy, healthy, hit the sweet spot, LifeLube.org. It's Jim Pickett's fabulous blog on gay men's health, fitness, spirituality, and more.
Mm-hmm.
Gigi, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
You know, you're fabulous.
Thank you.
And good luck with the designing of the latex clothes, and we'll try and get there on it's the 27th of March.
The 27th of March. I'm very excited. I really like working with House of Bias.
That's fun.
It is fun. And you know, I love the clothes, so.
Do you like this chick? I would put a pretty female voice in the background.
Who is this?
This is Soup du Jour, Astronauts of Antiquity, from their album Rocket Science for Dummies. Ooh. It's available on our website, feastoffools.net. Buy it now or perish.
My other little project that I'm doing now, because I'm such a maven for like skin products and makeup, I'm going to start blogging on. You can find my blogs on MySpace, but I also am on the eBlogger. So
you're just everywhere.
Well,
you're like a virus. You can't
like gum on the bottom of your
STD
shoe.
You can't get rid of.
Oh God,
but you're
that's the best you could come up with.
Okay, you're like that. You're like that wonderful scent after the first romantic.
Okay,
you're
so what I'm blogging about is just products that I do try. A lot of makeup I try, and I'm reviewing them so that people can kind of have an idea of how I tested them, how I used them. Because a lot of people ask about my makeup. They like my how I apply
it. You look good.
So,
did you bring your makeup with you?
I brought some of it, but not all of it.
Can you put some makeup on me?
No, I don't share. I don't share my brushes, and I didn't bring cleaner. I'm sorry. Never share your makeup brushes unless you're cleaning them. Bad.
Uh-oh. I believe ya.
I'm in trouble.
Thank you, Gigi. And
Gigi.
We'll see you on the net.
We want to thank the listeners for listening. We want to thank the lovers for loving. I'm Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Villian.
Gigi Deluxe.
Yes.
Now you can become our fans on Facebook. Find the Feast of Fools group. And Gigi, you have a fan page too for Gigi Deluxe.
Yes, on Facebook. That's
you can be part of the page or the group. Depends on how you want to be communicated with. Because page people get updates, groups get inbox messages.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you can also follow me on Twitter. So I'm on Twitter as well.
Twitter.com/GigiDeluxe.
Yes.
I can't wait. I'm subscribing right now.
I can stalk you on Twitter.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Now is getting better. This is a trife life. Gotta get it right and strive for more. Better go up fast. Nothing lasts except the soup du jour. Soup du jour. I'm gonna take a Caribbean cruise. Buy some cool platform shoes. I'm resilient like a seedling growing in concrete. Side, you know I care, hey. This drama takes us everywhere, hey. I've got to get my life back, baby. I'm so hungry.
Here we go.
And hey, it's hard to pull away like this, but hey, I have to take it scary risk, but I have faith. Had something I once had. A peaceful moment.
Come on.
Soup du jour. I got to
to get my life back.